This goes to Dr. Jenna, J-E-N-N-A, Bernson, B like boy, E-R, N like November, S-E, N like November. Fax 989-629-8145. Regarding John Peace, P-E-A-C-E, date of birth 10-10 of 1939. Dear Dr. Bernson, this is a consultation for Mr. Peace, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3A chronic kidney disease, which has been evident since May of 2022. The patient also has a recent diagnosis of right renal cancer that was outside of the right kidney, and he was able to have that removed by ablation in 2022, and that has gone well. Before the ablation, though, he did have a TURP at St. Joe Hospital, and that was in November of 2021. He did get very ill following the procedure and was septic. He required hospitalization for many days, more than a week, with IV antibiotic use. And then he needed nursing home placement so that he could continue to have the IV antibiotics. He was then sent from the nursing home by ambulance back to Elma Hospital and required more antibiotic therapy until he was able to recover. He's feeling better now, although he doesn't feel as good as he did before the TURP was done. He is able to empty his bladder much better most of the time. And he only gets up once per night, no more than that, where before he was going almost hourly. He has had a long history of diabetes, but that's been fairly well controlled. And he had a recent large change in his hemoglobin level. He was ranging 12, 11, and then in March of 2023, the hemoglobin dropped to 10.9. And again in July of 2023, it dropped to 8.5. So he was sent for urgent colonoscopy. He also had a positive Cologuard prior to the colonoscopy. And there was one polyp with a few cancer cells found. And the other polyps were negative. The site where the polyp was removed was tattooed. And 2 weeks later, he had a repeat colonoscopy, and several more polyps were removed. The site, again, was biopsied, but no further cancer cells have been found. And he's been referred to the local oncologist for follow-up and further evaluation, Dr. A.K.K.A.D. Akkad. The patient denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, no visible blood, no melena, no edema. He does have diabetic neuropathy that is well controlled with gabapentin, and no ulcerations or lesions, no edema. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, glaucoma, diabetic neuropathy, diabetic retinopathy, anemia, iron deficiency type, arthritis, aortic stenosis, benign prostatic hypertrophy, right renal carcinoma, and the hospitalizations for sepsis in 2021. Past surgical history, he's had a cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, right knee scopes, the right kidney cancer tumor removal by ablation in April of 2022, two colonoscopies this summer with polypectomy and 2 to 3 cancer cells found in one of the polyps, and a transurethral prostate resection 11 of 2021. Social history, the patient is a non-smoker. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is a widower. He lives alone. and he is retired. He does enjoy golf, and he helps coach golf at Alma College. Family history is significant for heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Medications, the patient takes amlodipine 10 milligram daily, Lantus insulin 30 units at bedtime, Cialis 5 milligram daily. He did stop Advil 3 weeks ago also at our request. Norco 10-325, one every 6 to 8 hours as needed for pain. Gabapentin 300 milligram, one 3 times a day. Lipitor 80 milligram daily. Lisinopril 5 milligram daily. Preserve Vision eye vitamins, one daily. CoQ10, one daily. Vitamin D3, 400 units once a day. Omega-3 fatty acids once daily. Magnesium, one daily. Iron, 325 milligram every other day. And saw palmetto, P-A-L-M-E-T-T-O, one daily. Physical exam. Height is 70 inches, weight 219 pounds, pulse 80, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 140 over 60. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with a very distant and quiet aortic murmur that does not radiate. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses. Extremities, no peripheral edema, decreased sensation in feet and ankles. Capillary refill, 2 to 3 seconds bilaterally. In labs and diagnostic studies, most recent lab studies were done 7/28/2023, creatinine 1.37 with estimated GFR 37, 3/14/2023, creatinine 1.4, GFR 50, 10/28/22, creatinine 1.3, GFR 53, 7/26/22, creatinine 1.4, GFR 49, 5/20/22, creatinine 1.3, GFR 53. Electrolytes are normal. Glucose was 250, and this is July 28th. We also have the hemoglobin of 8.5, 7/28. And urinalysis was negative for blood and 2 plus protein. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 4.36, showing gross proteinuria, most likely secondary to diabetic nephropathy. And he had an echocardiogram done 12/9 of 2021. Ejection fraction was 60% plus or minus 5%. He had mild left ventricular hypertrophy, and he had a thickened aortic valve with mild to moderate stenosis and some physiological regurgitation and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. And his CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with contrast was last done January 5th, 2023. That did show the right kidney had the well-defined area that showed the previous ablation procedure. He also had several left kidney cysts, and the largest appeared to be 8 to 9 centimeters. And the prostate was enlarged 6 to 7 centimeters, possibly a TURP defect. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to follow these levels every 3 months. 2, anemia, most likely secondary to blood loss from the colon polyps and iron deficiency type. Dr. Akkad will follow the patient, and we'll check iron studies with the next lab draw. 3, large left renal cyst. Dr. Liu is following the patient, and he's going to be doing another CAT scan with contrast. And we ask the patient to discuss the right kidney cancer status and the left renal cyst, which we agree is could be monitored with ultrasounds and CAT scans. And then 3, to discuss the enlarged prostate, which appears to be functioning well, as he's able to empty his bladder well, and he only has nocturia one time per night. And he will continue to stay off ibuprofen and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.